Auf Wiedersehen, Tante Anna. Wenn ich die Tante Anna sehe, dann muss ich immer lachen. Sie geht so stolz von Kopf bis See und sie nahm sich so gestochen. Sie tragt ein grüner Abendkleid, ein Hut mit roter Feder. Aber wer sie sieht, noch der weiß Bescheid und er ruft sie vorne jeder. Tante Anna, Tante Anna, du bist die schönste Frau in der Welt. Tante Anna, du bist der Frau, der mir gefällt. Wer hat noch einen Mann geküsst?
Tante Anna.
Wer weiß noch nicht, was Lieben ist?
Tante Anna.
Wer ist verrückt nach jedem Mann?
Tante Anna.
Bei wem beißt aber keiner an?
Tante Anna.
Tante Anna. Tante Anna, du bist die schönste Frau in der Welt. Tante Anna, Tante Anna, du bist der Frau, der mir gefällt. Wer fliegt sein Arm mit Schweineel?
Tante Anna.
Wer pudelt sich in Waisenmehl?
Tante Anna.
Wer trägt die Nadel grün voll Erd?
Tante Anna.
Bei wem ist doch alles verkehrt?
Tante Anna.
Tante Anna. Tante Anna. Du bist die schönste Frau in der Welt. Tante Anna. Tante Anna. Du bist die Frau der Mirkelte. Wer möchte sich gern verheiratet sein?
Tante Anna.
Bei wem will aber keiner rein?
Tante Anna.
Und solltest du so jung versterben?
Tante Anna.
Na dann lass mich dein Familie erben.
Tante Anna.
Tante Anna. Tante Anna. Du bist die schönste Frau in der Welt, so wie du gebaut bist. Tante Anna. Tante Anna. Du bist die Frau, der mir gefällt.
Ja, und mit dat we say guten Tag and willkommen to Deutsch Classics Then and Now. Mein Name ist Helmut. Not really. It would normally be Czech Classics Then and Now, but this week it is German Classics Then and Now here on CzechPolka.com. Dennis Swatek here with you, having a little fun with you. And as you may have heard, little German music there, the little fisherman doing the Tante Anna. And we're going to celebrate Oktoberfest this week. Actually, the next 2 weeks we're going to celebrate Oktoberfest because we can't really do an Oktoberfest. At least most of the places can't. Like I said, a lot of places are closed. And you just kind of have to do it virtually. So we're going to do an Oktoberfest show podcast. I usually do these every year. Actually, this show is kind of weird. I'm trying to remember back last year. I think the band was just so busy. We had so many gigs last year that I just never found the time to put an Oktoberfest show together. And for those of you who may be new listeners, back at this time last year, I would do one show a month, and it would be a 2-hour show. And after the coronavirus hit, I was stuck at home and everybody's kind of down and depressed. I thought, well, why don't I do a weekly show, kind of pep everybody up, and since I've got the free time. So that's why I now do a weekly show. And it may revert back to a monthly show at some point. But at this time last year, I was doing a monthly show. But like I said, our band was playing, I think we played every single weekend in September and October last year. And I just never got around to putting the show together. I actually had the music picked out, but I never was able to go in and, you know, record this stuff that I'm recording right now, the talking stuff. And so instead of just botching it all, I still had all the files, and I said, you know what, I'm just going to hang on to this. So I put them on my hard drive, and they've been sitting in my hard drive for the past year. And now here we are a year later. And so I can finally give you the Oktoberfest show that I would have done last year. But that's what it is. So like I said, we're going to celebrate Oktoberfest. Like I mentioned last week, there are a few places that are having Oktoberfest, mainly, I guess, restaurants. Technically, some are bars that have repurposed themselves as quote-unquote restaurants. We've actually gotten several offers to go play, but it just hasn't worked out where, you know, we kind of have already shut down the band and people made other plans to do things. So when these come up, we've kind of been shorthanded. So I know there are some bands that are out there playing some Oktoberfest gigs. Unfortunately, we haven't yet, and something still may drop into our lap, but as of now, we're not having any plans to do anything. But anyway, I thought I'd give you a little Oktoberfest music, a little German music on the podcast. You know, it is Czech classics then and now, but we do celebrate all kinds of ethnic music: Czech, German, Polish, from Texas, all across the U.S., even, you know, the Czech Republic, Germany, you know, that whole Central Eastern European, let's try that the third time, kind of feel. I'm tired. This is the end of the day. Like I said, work's been killing me lately, so kind of fried by the time I get to the end of the day here. So anyway, I've rambled enough. Let's have some fun. Get yourself a beer, a big cold, you know, a big cold stein full of beer, and maybe a pretzel or a schnitzel or a wurst, you know, a sausage or something like that. And let's have some fun. So let's kick things off. Here's a band called the Bavarian Boys from 1989. You might know them better now as the Wahlberg Boys, but this is back when they were just first starting out. It's Ronnie and Marty, and we're going to do some little yodeling for you here. One called Just Mouse, I Mein Jodeldua. So take it away, Ronnie and Marty.
Der muss lustig sein. Holla, thank you.
to go a-wandering along the mountain track. And as I go, I love to sing my knapsack on my back. Feldery, Felderi, Feldery, Feldera, Feldery, Felderi, my knapsack on my back. Feldery, Felderi, Feldery, Feldera, Feldery, Feldery, my knapsack on my
Wow, yeah, nice version of the Beer Barrel Polka there by John Waters and his Polka-longs. Let's go back and recap that first set. Like I said, we started things off with the Bavarian Boys, now known as the Wahlberg Boys, doing a nice little yodel there. I'm not even going to try to pronounce that again. That's some heavy German right there, Austrian, actually, so I'm going to leave it. You can check out the text page and find out the title of that one. The Burney Village Band right after that, doing Die Alt Heimat Waltz. A little northern music from a guy named Schulze. A nice little medley of the Happy Wanderer and the Wooden Heart. Right after that, a band we actually had a chance to play with all the way back in 2000, one of the first years that the Czech Melody Masters were together. We actually got invited to go play an Oktoberfest up in Snowbird, Utah. It's a ski resort right outside of Salt Lake City. And we played Oktoberfest there. It was pretty darn cool. And these guys were there as well. And they actually used to come down to Wurstfest as well. Great bunch of guys. A band called Salzburger Echo. And some nice xylophone work there on Buck's Polka. Right after that, the Cloverleaf Orchestra. The great Cloverleaf Orchestra out of New Braunfels. Doing the Schnee Waltz, the Snow Waltz. And like I said, we wrapped that up with Jan Waters and the Polka-longs doing the Beer Barrel Polka. So there's our first set down, and we're going to roll on now with some more just fun Oktoberfest music. And this is a lot of stuff that's just like stuff you would hear at the Oktoberfest in Germany as well. So this is not necessarily even polkas or whatever, but just fun tunes, you know, kind of get the crowd going. So here's one I got from a German tape that Don Main sent me. It's a band called the Hot Dogs, and the title, I'm going to try to remember how the song went. I know how the song went, but it's Schock Hai, Die Licht a Toter Fisch im Wasser, which I don't know German, but I think it has something to do with a fish in water. But you'll recognize the tune, the old kind of, I guess, Italian or Venetian song, Funiculi Funicula, but it's a lot of fun. I don't know what they're singing about, but they're having a good time, so here we go. Here's the Hot Dogs.
Jetzt gibt's was zum Mitklatschen und zum Mitsingen. Wir Skeptern euch wirklich nicht mehr sagen, ein Text kennt's auch schon lang. Aber jetzt packt es und auf geht's!
Schali, da liegt der Tode, Fische, Masse, den machen wir hin, den machen wir hin. Schali, da liegt der Tode, Fische, Masse, den machen wir hin, den machen wir hin. Schali,
Yeah.
unser Danke, das Wort vergisst man oft. Denn Freunde braucht man immer im Leben unverhofft. Gute alte Freunde sind gern für dich bereit. Sie haben jede Stunde für alte Freunde Zeit. Sie haben jede Stunde für alte Freunde Zeit.
Orange feet in soil. Scratching and pecking for grit. Chickens in the sun. Chicken!
Henry Tannenberger and his orchestra out of Houston doing one called Dorfteif in Bommerwald. A lot of Czech bands might know that as Bohemian Forest. Right before that, a band out of San Antonio, Die Deutschen Alder, doing the Weiss Blah Waltz, and that is from a cassette they actually recorded in 1986 for the Texas Sesquicentennial that had all kinds of ethnic music, basically from every kind of ethnicity that was in Texas, is on that cassette. It's really cool. The Deutschmeisters, right before that, not to be confused with the Dutch Masters out of Texas, but the Deutschmeisters from up north doing the Schneider Polka. Of course, the one and only Brave Comboing doing their unique twist on the Chicken Dance. German Hoffmann and the Oschenfurter Blasmusik doing a waltz on one called Gut Alte Freunde. And like I said, we start things off with the Hot Dogs doing Schau hei, die liegt ein toter Fisch im Wasser. So there we go. Two sets down. We got one more set to go. I hope you're having a good time as we just kind of kick back and have some fun this week and kind of reminisce about Oktoberfest past and hopefully ones to come as well. So we're going to get back into it. Here's the old classic. We get requests for this one all the time. Frankie Yankovic and the Too Fat Polka.
Here's a silly ditty, you can't sing it right away. Now here is what you say, so sing it while you may. Here's a silly jingle, you can't sing it night or noon. Here's the words, that's all you need, cause I just sang the tune.
Joy, I unit you to you, semi on a debella. Ona debella, joy, ona debella. Ja ju neću, ti ju zemi, ona debela, 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 ona debela.
I get dizzy, I get mumbo, when I'm dancing with my jum, jum, jumbo.
I'm the one you can have her, she's too fat for me, too, too fat for me. Doggone fat for me. Oh, I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. Rose too fat, too, too fat, she's too fat for me.
Can she prance up a hill? No, 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 no. Can she dance a quadrille? No, 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 no. Does she fit in my coop? By herself, she's a group. Could she possibly sit upon my knee? No, no, no. She's a twosome, she's a foursome. If she'd lose some, I would like her more some. I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's too fat for me. She's too fat for me. I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. Debella,
troppo grass,
she's too fat for me. Hey!
Fisherman there with the classic Korn Blumen Blau. Let's go back and recap that last set. Like I said, we started things off with Frankie Yankovic doing the Too Fat Polka, the real version, the complete version there. Round Top Brass Band doing the Brachnacht or the Honeymoon Waltz. The Eric Beicht Orchestra doing one called Musikanten Muckel, of course, better known as the Clarinet Polka, but with trumpets there, and I really, really dig that one. That is such a 70s kind of game show sound to it. It reminds me of Benny Hill. I don't know why. It sounds like something you would hear playing in the background during a Benny Hill show, but definitely has that 70s, almost Danny Davis and the Nashville Brass kind of sound to it. That's real big in Germany. I've heard lots of German tapes, and they that kind of disco, almost kind of 70s sound is really hugely popular over there. Music Masters out of Fayetteville doing So Ein Tag. One of the first bands in Texas, Herr Louie, and his all-time band from New Braunfels doing the Herr Schmidt. And like I said, we wrapped that up with the Little Fisherman doing the Korn Blumen Blau. And with that, our time is up for this hour, but I do appreciate you stopping by and checking out the show. A little something different, like I said, this week and next week as well. Because like I mentioned, this originally was a two-hour show that I would have done last year. So I've got a whole other hour's worth of music that I figure I'll just go ahead and do next week. And then the rest of October, actually October is designated by the Texas legislature as Czech Heritage Month. So a lot of times I would do an Oktoberfest show and I wouldn't get a chance to do a Czech show for Czech Heritage Month. So this way, get the Oktoberfest stuff, the German stuff out of the way, and then the rest of October we can focus on the Czech stuff for Czech Heritage Month here in Texas. So anyway, so I hope you had a little fun with the German stuff, and we'll have another hour or so of it next week. So until next time, we say Auf Wiedersehen. We're going to get out of here with the original Hawk und Deutschmeister doing the Deutschmeister Regiment March, the Dutch Masters Regiment. So hope you enjoyed it. Like I said, Auf Wiedersehen. We'll see you next week. Everybody take care, stay safe, and we will see you down the road. Bye-bye. Thank you.